does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it
all. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. A lot of basketball to talk about. We still have all-star action downtown Indianapolis. College basketball, high school basketball, girls, semi-states. We know who's coming to Indianapolis. Right now, though, we turn it over to the star of our show. He's going to be extremely busy tonight. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, what's going on? Great to be with you and Corbin Lingenfelter on what you said is a packed weekend. Let's begin with girls semi-state because we already know one matchup for the IHSAA girls basketball state finals, and that's in Class A. We'll save you the matchup and tell you about the scores from today. Frankfort semi-state. It started with Clinton Central topping Union City 42-18. Then Marquette Catholic got the win over Caston 41-34. Marquette Catholic advances, and they beat Clinton Central, edging them 72-70. Marquette Catholic's opponent comes from the New Albany semi-state. Lanesville over Jack Sandell to start the day 62-40. Then North Central Farmersburg took down Wood Memorial 54-53. Then no issue for Lanesville later in the night, demolishing North Central Farmersburg 68-33. Your Class A state title game, Marquette Catholic takes on Lanesville. Also, top 25 breaking news, number 23 Indiana State, second consecutive loss, losing to Southern Illinois 74-69.
Welcome back, everyone. Brendan King, say it's not so. Sycamores lose again.
That would be back-to-back, coach, since getting ranked.
Ooh. This was a close game. This was a really close game. I followed it as much as I could, and very close. Thought they had a chance. They did have chances to win. Unfortunately, did not. So, how's traffic downtown tonight, brother?
Oh, it's just peachy, coach.
It's there. Yeah,
it's there. It's just going swimmingly. I know Corbin has a longer commute than I. I felt a little bad for him, but I made it. Actually, my strategy was I live about 15 minutes from downtown, so my strategy was to leave after the All-Star festivities got started. Didn't matter. So, I tried my best.
I think strategy might be Uber down to, I don't know, as far down Meridian Street as you can go, or Illinois, or one of those north souths. Just take me down, because you're going to end up walking anyway. So take me down as far as you can to the circle, and then Uber yourself back. I don't know. I don't. Here's the strategy: do the show from your house in Franklin.
Some of us don't have that luxury, Bob Lovell.
Well, and some of you haven't been the host for 30 years.
That's true.
I had no trouble getting around Franklin today. So, and I even went, here's how stupid I am. I got up and did my morning walk, and it was 15 degrees when I walked out the front door and got out on the on my route, and it was chilly now, and it was semi-dangerous, I suppose, because of the ice. Because, part of it is I walked through the cemetery in Franklin, and they didn't get to clearing off the cemetery very quickly. They haven't done it yet, so that's it. All right, that's basketball tonight. What else you got? We got your Butler Bulldogs took one on the chin today, did they not?
Yeah, they did. And Butler and Indiana State playing on the same day, both days this week, is not spelled well for either. They both lost Tuesday and now both lost today. But, I mean, it's kind of one of those same things, Coach, where you would love to get the win against Creighton. We talked about it last night, sweep them. But you beat them at their place, they beat you at your place, so that kind of ends up being a wash. I know there were a lot of people disappointed, though, because a win could have meant Butler maybe gets towards getting in that top 25 ranking if they could piece together a few wins in a row. But, now we talked about the Big East last week as well, Coach. Butler's got to go at Villanova. which is never any easy task. So the league is unforgivable, and, you know, Dadmont has done a great job, but still, now you got to go on the road to Villanova, and Wildcats, they have won three of their last four games.
Yeah, they're starting to put some things together. Now, Indiana fans, you get excited. IU's hosting a good Northwestern team tomorrow.
Right.
What time's that game start?
Should be a day game, right? Here, give me a second to pull that up. We got a 3 o'clock start, Coach, from Assembly Hall.
3. And Ohio State is hosting the Purdue Boilermakers tomorrow.
I mean, that's the ultimate unknown, right? Ohio State.
Yeah.
After the Holtman firing. Yeah. It's a home game, so we'll see what they come out like.
All right, throughout the night, I'm glad you're with us because you care about small college basketball. So we have the Heartland Collegiate Athletic Conference round one of their tournament. Do you believe that?
That's
their
crazy.
Their tournament started today. And it's hard for me to believe. The Crossroads Conference is wrapping up their regular season this next week. And they had some games today. You know, number one, Grace, finally lost a game. And so you're going to talk about those. There's some really, really good games that went on in their, as again, they're wrapping up regular season play. And we're going to spend a lot of time talking about those semi-states because next week, girls' finals in Indianapolis. I know you're going to be at the press conference on Monday, checking it out with the coaches and having some fun. I think it's been a quick year. I think it's been a tremendous year for basketball in our state, boys and girls. And we're going to find out tomorrow, starting at 5. Greg Rakestraw and I will be at the IHSAA. We're going to bring you the pairing show on the IHSAA Champions Network. Encourage you to join us. I don't think you need to be encouraged because I think everybody understands you're going to be listening and watching because everybody wants to know who's playing whom. And that's what, you know, you being a native Illini, you don't understand what it is in Indiana. We take this tournament very, very seriously. You as a transplanted Hoosier are starting to understand that, are you not?
I think that's one thing I've learned over the last 6 years.
A thing or two. Yeah. All right. That Jaws music means I have to cut this off. Brendan King coming up in a few minutes with another scoreboard update. Short break. We're back talking basketball on Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2, SaveLives.org. Sign up today. Help lives in the future. Anyone can sign up. No age limits, no health restrictions to sign up to be an organ donor. Every 10 minutes, someone is added to the donor transplant waiting list. There are more than 1,000 Hoosiers waiting for a life-saving organ transplant. And by signing up to be an organ and tissue donor, you can help save 8 lives and heal 75 others. The website again, driven2savelives.org. We have basketball to talk about throughout the night. College basketball today, some great games we've talked about a little bit. A tough loss for Indiana State. We're going to talk about Ball State's win over Miami coming up in the next hour. Southern Indiana beats Indiana State by 5. Unfortunately, Sycamores have dropped their last 2. Also, as I mentioned, small college basketball, a lot of that going on today. Indiana Wesleyan puts up 110 on Mount Vernon Nazarene and Crossroads League play. Huntington continues to win. Grace beat Bethel in an absolute battle today, 72-62. The HCAC tourney going on. I know that Anderson beat Hanover and Franklin lost to, I forget who they played, and I'll have to check that out. Maybe one of the hottest teams around is Trine University. They are nationally ranked division play. Their conference tournament starts next week. Big games tomorrow. Northwestern at IU at 3 o'clock. Purdue at Ohio State. You're getting to a time, obviously, now where like in the Big Ten, you're playing for two things. One, trying to get in the tournament. I don't think you have to worry if you're Purdue. I think if you're IU, you clearly need to continue to win if you can. And you're also playing for seed. So there's a lot going on. And if you're, you know, Ball State, Indiana State, Butler, the fight is on. The fight is on to get in. The fight is on in terms of where you're going to be in conference play. And it's there's a whole lot of uncertainty other than the fact that you know it's going to be hard for everyone. And so that's why this is such a good time. All right, Brendan King, update me if you can on semi-state action. We already know we have a matchup in 1A. But what else do we know?
We just got Coach 3A's matchup, which we'll cover, I'm sure, plenty over the next few minutes. Scoreboard update coming up at 9:45, but we'll preview that and tell you. We'll go over all the scores at 9:45, but 3A has been set. It'll be Norwell matching up with Gibson Southern in Class 3A. So that means two of the four slots are filled up, as you called it, Marquette Catholic and Lanesville. By the way, congrats to Greg Rakestra. I'm sure he's a happy man for that Lanesville decision. But, yeah, you're going to get Norwell versus Gibson Southern in Class 3A. Everything else has yet to shake out so far.
Lanesville won it last year, looking to repeat. We all understand how difficult that is. You mentioned Greg Rakestra. We're going to hear from him later tonight on his way back from Evansville, the home of the IHSAA Wrestling Championship. It's at the Ford Center, one of the great venues in our state. And one of the things you need to do, I know you're a lucky guy in broadcasting, and I know you're incredibly busy, but at some point in your life, you need to go to the wrestling championship.
Oh, it's on the list.
Oh my goodness. I did it once, and it was, in some respects, I don't mean to be overly dramatic, but it's life-changing. It is the coolest thing. They throw that spotlight on them. Oh, my. And it's one-on-one under the spotlight for the championship. It's unbelievably exciting. The place is packed. I'm sure the Ford Center is packed. They've had great crowds. So we'll come back and talk more about basketball, some wrestling. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk, coming up with a scoreboard update with Brendan King.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. As we just talked about before the timeout, Class 3A has been set. Who is coming to Indianapolis from the Huntington North semi-state. Norwell topped Hamilton Heights to begin the day, 64-50, and Bremen edged Northwood 45-43. Well, Norwell crushed Bremen to end the night 64-20. That's your first half of 3A. Then from the Jasper semi-state, Dalville took care of Chatard 54-44. Gibson Southern outlasted Scottsburg 81-66. Gibson Southern then the 63-48 victory against Danville to advance. Norwell against Gibson Southern coming up in the IHSAA Girls Basketball State Finals. As we told you from Class A, Marquette Catholic versus Lanesville, that's your matchup. We'll give you all the scores coming up at 10 o'clock as well. 2A and 4A still being situated. Those should be in by the time we get to the top of the hour. We will see. As for NBA All-Star Weekend, three-point contest right now being settled. Trae Young is advancing to the final from the Atlanta Hawks, along with Karl Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Tyrese Halliburton did participate, but he did not advance to the final. Halliburton, though, did play very well in the NBA Skills Challenge. Team Pacers won it. Halliburton, Miles Turner, and Benedict Mathurin combined for the W in the Skills Challenge. Still to come, the dunk contest featuring last year's winner, Mac McClung. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Glad you could join us. Lots and lots of basketball to talk about. Brendan King, what's the All-Star schedule? the rest of the night. Games tomorrow. What time is the game?
8 o'clock tomorrow, Coach, for the All-Star game. And actually, yeah, right. an update from the update. Damian Lillard was the other guy in the final. Ran out of time. Lillard just won the three-point contest over Trae Young and Karl Anthony Towns. His second time winning, and he's a back-to-back three-point contest winner. Of course, Lillard now a part of the Milwaukee Bucks after coming over from the Portland Trailblazers. Dunk contest comes your way shortly after this concludes.
Who's McClung play for?
McClung is currently playing in the Orlando Magic organization. He's in the G League, but they continue to bring him up. They brought him up from the G League last year. I think there was a sort of a mystery around him, but not a mystery for people like us because, of course, he played at Georgetown, then Texas Tech. He was a great college player, played a few handful of games at Hinkle Fieldhouse, and I what he did last year, it's funny because I literally watched him do that as a student at Hinkle when he was dunking pregame for Georgetown. So all of us knew what he could do, but he proved it to the world last year.
Yeah, well, he can dunk, and I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. And so what are your overall thoughts of this All-Star experience? What do you think? What are people saying?
Well, I mean, I'm only one opinion, but it just continues to show you that downtown Indianapolis does big events right. I mean, I remember the last time there was sort of this buzz around town was when the national championship was here. Georgia played Alabama, and that was personally one of the craziest weekends I've ever been a part of because I got to attend the game, and there's a whole lot that went into it. But, I mean, you know, any sort of big event, Final Four, All-Star Weekend, National Championship, yearly with the Indianapolis 500. I mean, this place knows what it's doing, that's for sure.
You think so? I think it does, too. I really do. Coming up, when do you go to spring training? Remind me of that again.
I got a little bit. So I'm only going to be there for a week. I'll be out there in March. Pretty cool for the first time ever nationally televised. There's going to be a prospects game. So the top Chicago Cubs prospects are going to play the top Chicago White Sox prospects. That'll be at the Cubs complex, and I'll be out there for that. So should be pretty cool.
So I know we're talking basketball, but for all those Cub fans, should they be excited?
Absolutely, and I think it's still to be determined what happens because there are so many guys that haven't signed yet, Coach. The way it is today is nuts, and it comes down to the agents. I mean, not to throw a guy under the bus, but Scott Boras, none of his clients have signed, and spring training pitchers and catchers reported this week. So that's on an agent. That's not on an organization. It's not on the Cubs. It comes down to money. It comes down to agents. And it's getting towards a point, Coach, not to sound like I'm a complaining broadcaster, it's getting towards a point where agents have way too much power, and it's starting to really impact the game.
Well, you know, Major League Baseball has no one to blame but themselves.
Oh, no doubt about it. No, so, and it comes down to them.
It's also, they're complicit in a lot of this, so to speak. So I grew up, as you know, a Cardinal fan, and I need to reconnect with my longtime favorite, my love of baseball. Baseball was my favorite sport, my best sport, when I played in high school. I mean, I was those were fun days. I had a lot of fun. All right, what else is so coming up tonight? We have more hype, more college football, more college basketball, and more semi-state action. Any updates since we last chatted?
Let me get you an answer here. There is an update, Coach, and actually, let me tell you what I'm going to give you: dealer's choice right here. Every final score is in. You want to do that now? Or you want to wait till after the top?
You know what? Let's do this. Let's wait until the top. Let's wait until the top of the hour. You know, I want you all to come back. Okay, this, as we know in the radio business, this is what we call a tease. We want you all
very professionally done by you.
Well, no. You know, it just, you know, I stumble into this from time to time. And so I think it'll be great. We'll, you know, we'll open up the 10 o'clock hour. And the other part of it is not all of the stations on our network will join us until 10. There are some who don't join us at 9:30. Years ago when we started this, we gave them the opportunity, still give them the opportunity. You know, call us Once your game is over, when you're ready, when you, it's why we have all these scoreboard updates and breaks that you can, you know, connect with us. And so contractually, everybody's got to be with us and at 10 o'clock, and we're fired up about that. So, yeah, we'll just save it. All right, we got time to talk some ball. Miami and Ball State today. Ball State with a W, good for the good guys. Ball State with a very impressive win over Miami, 80-59 from the Ball State Network. David Ehall with me. David, thanks for the call. Good solid.
Hey, no,
you know what, David?
No problem, Coach.
Good win. We got a couple minutes here. We'll start, but tell me, this is an important win for them, is it not?
Well, it's not, Bob. Actually, the Cardinals were on the losing end of that 80-59.
Did I misread that? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
So,
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay, but
not very embarrassing.
I mean, the Cards were down by one at half, 30-29, and outscored 50-30 in the second half. Miami was absolutely on fire, and you know the Cards were playing shorthanded. Mickey Pearson, one of their starters, better players, out with back spasms, did not play. And Bob, you know, we've talked about this all season. The Cardinals have a short bench, and in the last three games, the Cardinals bench has been outscored 84-6.
Yikes.
So, yikes. You know, so you're taking a team that's really struggled getting production, and you lose a starter. So it was, it was tough going today over in Oxford.
Well, yikes. That's troubling. What's troubling is, now's the time when we need to be getting some things going in the right direction. You know that music. David Ehall and I will come back after the scoreboard update, and we will talk about Ball State's loss to Miami of Ohio, 80-59. David, thanks. Hang in. We'll be back. This is Indiana Sports Talk.